bright yellow sign hangs in front of Hanson Honey Farm's main shop. It shows a cartoon bee with two words written across it, Bee Crossing. The sign not only informs visitors as to the nature of this farm, but also serves as an appropriate warning. Where there is honey, there are bound to be bees nearby, thousands and thousands of them. And for Chris Hanson, founder and president of Hanson Honey Farm, he wouldn't have it any other way.
I've always found that the bees were just incredibly fascinating. Just the way that they work, they operate, how much they benefit the environment, and the fact that you can get a food product from them on top of it without actually killing bees, you know, not like a cow or a pig or anything like that.
His love of bees eventually led him to start Hanson Honey Farm in 1998 with only two hives. From then on, the business grew until he had nearly 200 colonies. Until only a few years ago, Chris lived with his family in a small house near the Rhinelander High School. They didn't have much space for their growing family and honey business, but they made it work.
Really, beekeepers don't require a lot of physical space. You do need it, but usually you can find that with other landowners. And you know, you kind of work out a deal, you give them a little honey, and everybody walks away happy.
Eventually, in 2015, the growth of the business led Chris to purchase a property off of Highway 8 where his family could live and he could have space for his business to grow.
This place here has just been a real blessing that we're at now. You know, we've got 20 acres and we've got a great big warehouse and I'm already out of space.
In their new space, Chris has been able to expand beyond selling honey into also providing education and equipment to anyone who is interested in starting their own hives. But beekeeping is not always easy, especially in recent decades. There has been an increasing loss of bees due to a variety of factors. One of the biggest challenges for beekeepers is keeping bees healthy.
There's a lot of things that are ailing them. Most of it is mite related. The mites themselves will cause a lot of stress to the bees. And then you get other environmental issues, whether it's a long cold winter or lack of food in the hive, and so they're on the verge of starvation, or other stressors like pesticides and herbicides and fungicides. You know, when you get too many of those things piled on, they just give up, and it's hard for the bees.
When Chris isn't focused on bee health and making honey, he really enjoys teaching others about bees. In fact, if you stop by the shop, you can see them in action for yourself. Just to the right of the door as you walk in, there is a large wall mount observation hive that allows you to see both sides of the comb. Bees can come and go as they please through a custom built hole in the wall.
You're able to watch the queen lay eggs, you're able to watch the bees build wax, take care of the young larvae and pupa that are in there, move honey and nectar around. Everything that a hive would be doing, you're able to watch it in real time. You know, that's impressive for a lot of people. We have a lot of people that just stop by the shop just to come check this thing out. Be nice if they bought some honey too, but you know, I'll take the visitors. I like talking to people. It's a small abbreviation of an actual hive.
The observation hive was built by a local craftsman who also had an interest in bees.
He knew I wanted to have an observation hive in the shop, and he says, I wouldn't normally do this, but he says, I'd love to build you an observation hive. And so he traded for a bunch of bees for himself, brought me this massive observation hive. It's just been a beautiful piece in the shop, and I've had several universities ask about it and how they can get one.
But that's not the only curiosity you'll run into in the shop.
So this bear that we've got mounted here in the shop, 2 years ago, he got into the bee yard through the fence, ended up destroying 15 hives. And it wasn't so much physical damage in like the equipment. He just kind of wiped out most of the bees in the brood.
Chris partnered with Wildlife Services to trap the bear. However, the animal had become too problematic to relocate, so they ended up having to put it down.
We actually had a family that was interested in the meat. We had all the stuff arranged. We put bear down. They came in, took the bear, harvested the meat from him, brought me back the hide, and I sent it in to get mounted, and now we've got him sitting here standing on top of a hive. It's a neat piece in the shop here, and compared to the one that I had wandering around here last year, this guy looks little.
Chris loves the work that he does, and his passion for bees is evident. If you're in the neighborhood and want to learn more about bees or just see the bear for yourself, Chris always welcomes visitors.
You know, I like showing other people about bees and beekeeping, even if they don't have a desire to get into it for themselves, you know. You know, they come in and they ask questions, and I love the opportunity to educate.
For more information on Hanson's Honey Farm, head to www.hansonhoneyfarm.com or visit off of Highway 8 in Rhinelander. For WXPR News, I'm Nate Shepard.